I'm going to do a brand new song. It's actually been out just only a couple months. I wrote it for a film that was based on a book called 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. And the reason why it was secret was because Hillary didn't cover her ass, so she didn't want anybody to know they were there. So there's not enough of them. So they're gonna get fucked. And they did get fucked, but heroically, and really the song is about just a person, a man or woman, just like anybody, just like you or me. Let's just try to get through the night and hopefully live to see the next day so that maybe they can go home and see their family again. This is called Till the Sun Comes Back Around.
Back around.
taking a big Tony tour with us all through here. It's a little bit different. There's that sort of symphony hall kind of pin drop sounds between songs. It's good to be back here and just feel the fucking energy in there. You don't really find this anywhere else. This is it. Right before the show, we were talking about it, and sort of caught us by surprise. We've been running around the civilized parts for too long. We finally got back home. I want to dedicate this next song to all the victims of the Orlando tragedy, and I would like to point out one very simple thing. The thing that I'd like to point out, this is one of those, one of those truths that should be self-evident, that if you believe that there is a God, and you trust that God, and that you think that God wants you to do something good in this world, go fucking sponsor a foster family or something. You don't go fucking kill a bunch of unarmed people who have friends who are just trying to have a good time. Do something actually good. This song is dedicated to all the victims, and it's also dedicated to the man who wrote it in his own words. This next song, I wrote it, I did cover demo of it. It was pretty simple chords, and I felt like it needed something. In the corner of my bedroom studio, it was actually in Miami. Most of this record was written in Miami. The next week I'm talking about. And I had a little mandolin that I bought about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and I never used it for anything. I just thought I should buy one, so I had it. And so I sort of came up with this little part for the song. And Brian's never played mandolin before, but he's one of those annoyingly talented guys where I said, "Do you think you can play mando on Nearly Forgot My Broken Heart?" He said, "Yeah, I can do that." And then he's played it perfectly every time. And even though I'm saying that he's going to play it perfectly, that's not going to fuck him up. That will fuck me up. If he said that, I would immediately... But he's still going to play it perfectly. Okay, here you go.
Time will cry. It's okay. I stole this idea from Neil Young because he was smarter than me and he figured out how to make himself be wireless with a microphone and not look like an asshole. I couldn't do it. I was stuck on that airline pilot version that they made highly unpopular in the 80s. Guys, you know, big white tennis shoes and that thing. Walking around saying they didn't know what to do with their hands. No guitar, just singing with hands. But if you had a microphone, then you could do it. But Joey Ramone, he knew exactly what to do. Just stand behind the mic in this position like he was holding up the world and he would fucking sing. A guy with no guitar and no microphone, they just are kind of doing this. It's weird. I'm going to do a revamp of a new version of a Bob Dylan song. I took a classic song and rewrote all the words just to sort of update how I feel about the temperature of things going on in the world today.
Yeah.
cramps just so I could just express myself with my hands. I started about, I guess it was about 13 years ago this year, writing a song for my wife, Vicky, that it was before we were married. And this is the good story. This comes after Can't Change Me, where I found somebody that was completely unlike anyone that I'd ever met. But the first thing was, she wasn't a drunk.
They say that you marry your mother and that happened for a while, and then I figured it out. And then
I met a girl that wasn't a drunk like I was. And so I was like, okay, you're not a drunk. So that means that I can figure out how to sort of not be a drunk, which is somehow a little bit more difficult than it sounds over a long period of time. But I started writing this song for her, and I did a version of it for my album Carry On, and I didn't put it on there, it wasn't correct, and I finally finished it for Higher Truth. So this is called Josephine, and this was my way of kind of trying to ask her to marry me without hanging it out there, you know. It was like the safe way, and it didn't work, she didn't fall for it, but eventually, she did marry me, so this one's for her. This is for you, my brother.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Understood. Warning, woo.
If you found out that it gets away, when it comes back to you, then it will stay. Well, maybe it's true, as dumb as it sounds, ain't gonna stop you from looking around. So let your eyes wander while you're free. Sooner or later, maybe you'll look back to me. Love can be sharp. Make no mistakes. Rather a good heart than watch it break. It cuts you too long just to see you bleed out. But that isn't me. Oh, it's somebody else. So let your eyes wander.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
we're gonna do a song called Misery Chain. It's another song that I wrote for a film. It's not actually in the film, but it's a movie called 12 Years a Slave, which nobody would have known about except for that it won Best Picture for the Oscars a couple of years ago. But the song, which is called Misery Chain, is just about being aware that slavery's the way we think of it classically doesn't exist. It does exist. That human trafficking still exists, and it happens all over the world, and it can happen in front of your eyes. So be aware. If you see anything like it, do the right thing.
Blue Sky? I don't have a song. Do I have a song? I made that mistake a month or so ago, where somebody shouted out Lost Cause, and I was like, I don't have a song named Lost Cause, and I do. Blue Sky, Blue Sky.
So you probably noticed I did a lot of cover songs, and I did that just for fun, really. I'm always trying to think of ones that I might be able to lend something different to. Some of it's just sort of what you would expect, like if I did a Zeppelin song or something, it kind of makes sense. I don't change it that much. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, sometimes sometimes it's just a bad idea. But I wanted to do this song called One by U2, and I wasn't sure if it was a good idea. But I liked it. And I liked it because the original video that came out was like this super low budget video, and I don't remember hearing the song on the radio. I heard it on TV because it was on all fucking day, and it was a beautiful song. And the first video was really this low budget, almost free looking video that had like these buffaloes running backwards in it, and I remember that. So I wanted to learn that song and do that. But in not being sure whether it was a good idea or not, I Googled the lyrics to see if it was something that would make sense. Because a singer kind of has to believe in what he's singing. And the lyrics that came up were from a song entitled One, and I started singing it. And it felt great, and it felt totally fine. And then I saw the name of the writers. It was like Edfield, Ulrich, Hammett. It was the wrong song. And that was when I knew, okay, if I do those lyrics, this will for sure be the right thing. So I call this One.
Can't remember everything. Is this true or just a dream? Deep down inside I feel the same now, but terrible silence is stopping me. Now that the war is through with me, waking up. Just walk. My heels and sail to cry.
So other than one show, well, it's two shows that I remember in Buenos Aires. I think this is the loudest acoustic show I've ever fucking played. As far as the audience goes. And last time it was fucking loud too in Clearwater, and I didn't say shit. I didn't tell you guys, you know, you gotta beat them. I didn't say nothing.
You can't go driving in the rain. Feel what's been around as the birds fly.